We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. And we bring in a Hall of Fame baseball player in the middle of January. And it's easy to talk baseball with this guy anytime because he's one of the sharpest in the business, one of the best we've ever seen. But Jack Morris, we start with a visit about something else that's more important than anything else we'll talk about today. We're talking about the status of Mike Zimmer, and we're talking about the Vikings, and we're talking about, you know, baseball lockout drags on. You can see all the headlines. But Jack, you've been involved with a place that Harmon Killebrew really started it with his endorsement, Crescent Cove, which is a hospice for children. And if you ever want to see big, strong Hall of Famers cry, just see him at Crescent Cove, because it is, I've had the honor of working with them some, and will again this year MC a program with Dick Bramer on it at the end of the month. But to see families go through this is just off the charts. First of all, good morning, Jack, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Maxie, and thank you for your contribution to this year's gala. That's going to be another positive thing here in our community.
Explain how it's impacted you, though. I mean, you, when you're there at Crescent Cove at the facility and you see families and visit with them, what does that do to Jack Morris?
Well, it goes back to, our friend Harmon Killebrew's vision of, having a hospice respite home for kids here in Minnesota. And, you know, it's something that took a long time to come to fruition, but it has. And, you know, I go over there and I just put myself in the parents' hands, basically, and try to envision what would it be like for me if it happened to my kid. And I think that's the thing that really hits home the hardest, is it could happen to anybody. And these kids, our loved kids, and we're trying to show them that through this home, with all the generosity from people that can keep it going.
Pete, you know Jack, and you guys are almost neighbors, I think, out there.
We were.
I'm sorry.
I think there was a point in time, Jack, where you were right there on the St. Croix River, right where I was, just a stone's throw away down the river there. Because I know you're an avid hunter and fisherman and all that kind of thing, and I think you probably enjoyed the St. Croix and the lifestyle on the river.
Yeah, those were in my younger days, but certainly a great part of our community too. And, it's just amazing to me, here we are in the middle of winter and finally got some cold weather, and maybe going to get some safe ice here in the next week or so, people have so many options, and certainly Crescent Cove is one of those options that I hope people will take a good hard look at. And this year's gala is going to be on the 29th down at the St. Paul River Center from 6 to 9 p.m. is when the event takes place. Of course, Mike will be co-hosting it with our good buddy Dick Bremer, and it's a great event.
It is, and it speaks to a lot of different things, Jack. But you've always been an emotional guy, wore your emotions on your sleeve as a competitor as well. And, I saw you a few weeks ago. We talked at when Jim Cott and Antonio Oliva went into the Hall of Fame. And you are moved by the emotion of life, and that's a gift, I think. But when I see you, you live it in front of you, don't you? I mean, whether it's baseball or Crescent Cove, when it hits you, it hits you.
Yeah, and I have to acknowledge that it's real. Sometimes I wish I didn't have that, because I hope people don't look at it as a weakness. But, you know, I do wear my emotions on my sleeve. And certainly I'm moved by this great cause and the mission of Crescent Cove and all the people that have worked so hard for all these years to keep this thing alive in our community, because I know the need is there for the families and the kids going through end of life and shortened life expectancies. And those families love them just like we love our kids, and we just want to help them in any way we can.
Well, Jack, I can tell you firsthand, it's not a weakness, it's a strength. People are moved by emotion, and I applaud you for don't ever be ashamed of it, because I'll tell you what, it's important, and it's what drives us all, hopefully, is to have the emotion to make sure that we reach out and help people when we can. And even when you can't, you try to stretch yourself a little bit if you have to. But, you know, Crescent Cove, it's just it's amazing, and it's a need, and that's something so important that sometimes gets lost in the crazy world that we live in at times.
Well, I agree, and I think in the world we live in, it's just so challenging for so many of us. Is you know, sometimes when we do good and help others, we get that warm fuzzy that we're looking for, and you know, this is the way that people can do it. I just want to mention, I know Mike can do this too, but for any of our listeners right now that have any questions about what Crescent Cove is all about and this whole gala and what's coming up, they can call Katie themselves at 952-426-4711. That's 952-426-4711. She'll answer any of the questions pertaining to the upcoming event.
Jack, I can't let you off the hook without a baseball question or two, though. You know, COVID and labor and all this stuff. And all, baseball in this era is what to you? When we've seen COVID and we've seen all that goes through it, how does baseball feel to you right now?
Challenging. It's one of those deals where, you know, I lived six labor disputes during my career, and I'm really not exactly happy about what's going on right now. I think, you know, there's just too many things going on in our world and America here to have baseball and greed get in the way. And I think ownership has to understand that, you know, players want to play. Players need to understand that ownerships are going through a little tougher time because of COVID and the lack of fans. And somehow they got to come to an agreement that, you know, it's for the good of the game itself and the longevity of the game, the great game we all love. It's been a part of my life ever since, you know, I was a young man, and I want to keep it going for the next generation. So, you know, they'll get through it. I'm hopeful that it'll happen sooner than later.
Jack, I think you're right. I think they will get through it. I'm curious, once they do, is there something we've been talking to a lot of folks in the baseball world, and obviously you hear this more than anybody. You're right there in the thick of things. But is there any changes that have been brought up that you think makes sense to try to intrigue people and grab some of the younger generation that's coming up and to keep baseball moving in the right direction?
Well, you know, it always comes down to dollars, right? I mean, that's the argument that both sides have. You know, players want the younger kids eligible for arbitration and free agency sooner because there's been a trend in the last few years that ownership is not keeping veterans along. There's less and less guys with longevity in the game, so there's more and more young kids. The way that they're moved up and down several times. You know, it's just a different world of baseball. And I don't know everything about it. Obviously, I'm involved and I understand most of it, but there's a lot of things goes on both sides that I'm not privy to anymore because I'm not involved the way I was as a player.
Well, Jack, we appreciate it very much. Fun to talk baseball with you, Crescent Cove, and anything else. Stay warm out there.
I'll do that. We got heaters and houses, so that's great.
I know. You, Pete, I didn't want to bring. I helped teach Jack how to hunt pheasants one day.
Is that right?
We'll do that next year.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack. Good one.
You bet, Jack Morris, the one and only.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.